earlier, you walked in the room and you sort of soaked it all in, like, you know, watched this on TV. So
yeah, I mean, just this is definitely something I've been paying attention to this a lot closer since I made it to college, and looking at some of the Miami guys who came out before me. So, and now that I'm actually up here on the podium and talking, it's definitely something to be proud about.
Can you talk about the lineage of the great University of Miami defensive lineman and the standards that you have to work yourself up to when you become a game?
I believe there's a lot of tradition that was started at the University of Miami. That was one of the reasons why I chose to go to University of Miami, due to the tradition and the defensive lineman that they produced. And yes, it is an outstanding tradition that I need to uphold and hold up for the guys who went before me.
Who do you model yourself after, you would say, or who do you try to model yourself after that's either gone to that school or other great?
I would have to say you take techniques from all the guys. I mean, from Jerome McDougal to Andrew Williams to Vince Wilfork and Matt Walters. I mean, William Joseph, all those guys are people who I learned and took something from.
Can you give an example maybe of a thing or two that you might have picked up from one of those guys?
With Andrew Williams, he was a big guy, pretty fast, quick off the edge. Matt Walters, he was a smart player, I definitely believe so. And Vince, he used a lot more power.
There's also a tradition of the players staying close, the pros staying close to college players. Have been talking to any of the pros, and have they helped you get prepared for that?
Definitely, not only from defensive linemen like Rashad Butler, who's on the offensive tackle, he's back in town, and I've sat with him and had a conversation with him about, he also played in the East-West Shrine game as I did, and getting ready for this. As you all know, a lot of the Miami alumni come back to the school and, you know, hang out, watch film or work out or do things of that nature, or we just go have a bite to eat. Yes. That is correct. Yes, he's the current mayor of Sarasota. Actually in running again right now for city commissioner, voting March 13th.
How much pressure is it being son of the mayor?
I don't believe it's that much pressure. You just know you were kind of sensing in the limelight. Even before I started playing sports, I didn't start playing football till I got to high school. But it's definitely that a lot of people knows me as the mayor's son. You know, I was the mayor's kid, you know.
How much is that time where you got caught up something maybe unfortunate?
Oh no, you want to ask me, have I been stopped by the police? No, there was nothing like that where I used my dad's credibility to get anything. No, I try to keep myself out of that anyway.
I was going to ask you, how much does that help you when you have such a high standard and you learn at a young age, you know, by someone that's much better than that?
Not only high standards by everybody else in society, I hold high standards for myself. I would like to be the best at whatever it is I'm doing.
Can you talk about your senior year at Miami, you know, last year, and a lot of stuff going on there, man?
Yes, definitely. There was a lot of things to happen this past season. Most important, I believe, was the passing of a teammate, dear friend of mine. That's one of the things I had to learn to deal with this past year. And then, not only that, we had my roughest season that I've been there thus far with a 7-6 year. It's just, I believe, it was a lot of transition dealing with new coaches coming in and things of that nature, and we just unfortunately couldn't put it together on game day.
How are you coping with the loss of Brian still, and how amazed are you that this thing is still out there and it's just not moving?
Well, I mean, it's definitely in my mind. Being here, I felt he would have been a player that would have been here as well, you know. So it's something that I have to deal with coming here, and not only dealing with it that following week where we had to play a game, I mean, it's still present on my mind.
Guys still talk about that, all your teammates?
I mean, definitely not as much. I mean, everybody try to deals with it in their own way, so you don't want to bring it up too much unless somebody else is willing to.
Is there a number you're shooting for on the bench?
As high as I can get. That's the number.
Where
down at Perfect Competition in Davie, Florida, where Pete Bomarito is the coordinator.
You play some inside too, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you see yourself doing that in the NFL, slide inside?
Well, in college, I played a little bit of all. I did some stand-up work as well. I played defensive end and D-tackle. I'm willing to play whatever it is that the NFL team's looking for me to go. I definitely believe so.
Who's your agent?
Peter Schaefer and Malcolm Cowell.
What are you focusing on training?
I would say a lot of teams now are, besides looking for good character guys now these days, they're focused a lot on speed.
You worked out with any minor professionals over the summer throughout your college career? The guys that come back to maybe the university to train?
Yes. I'm just teasing. But we have Orion Harris, Javon Nattin, guys that are back there now, turning out with actually the team now going through some of the drills. Then you have Jerome McDougal's, like I said, some of the guys that come back, Vince Wilfork. I mean, then we even have wide receivers like from the Colts, Reggie Wayne to come back, Santana Moss. I mean, Kennard Lane is back there. I mean, there's a lot of people. It's an abundant source of Miami guys in the NFL to come back, just hoping to be one of those.
Being from Miami, do you feel you have to kind of overcome the stereotype of what a Miami player is, you know, off the field issues and stuff?
Unfortunately, yes. We've been labeled Thug U, as I've heard recently, but that's something you have to hold, withholding yourself in as far as what you want to do. You don't have to follow the reputation that somebody else laid before you. You can make your own.
You and Green have sort of a friendly wager going after you go first in the draft?
No. As of now, we don't. But I'm sure as the time gets near, we may do something like that. I haven't really been talking to any NFL teams, and that's something that I'm leaving. I mean, all my focus has been on training.
So you said your dad trained for real? How many terms did he serve?
He was the first African American mayor in Sarasota when I was born. Then he held it off and on. He held city commissioner seat, county commissioner seat, and now he's running for the city commissioner seat again.
With all your focus on speed.
We'll see when the clock show.
Best?
Huh?
What's your previous best?
5 flat. No, I'm just kidding. But but no, I mean, it's we'll just see when the clock show.
I'm trying to straighten this out. He has been mayor, but he's not.
Yes, he's had the mayor term for several terms. I don't remember how many, but it's off and on. You have it continually. I think the maximum is 2 consecutive terms, maybe. So he's been there, then moved to city commissioner. Like, he's mayor now, but he's going to city commissioner. And eventually, hopefully, he'll be back to mayor.
March 13th to be on the city commissioner?
I believe it's March 13th.
To be on the commission or be the commissioner?
To be the commissioner. To be the city commissioner.
So your fame now and the name on your back and your uniform maybe helps him get a lot of publicity too now. Are you good?
Like I said earlier, I was known as the mayor's son, and now he's joking with me. He said you're the guy in Miami's dad, aren't you? So I mean, so it's kind of reversed a little bit in a sense. So I mean, we have fun and laugh about it.
How much interest do you have in running for political office someday? Now that you've seen how this all works.
At this time, none.
What would you want to do after football?
No, right now my focus is on football. I mean, I have 2 degrees, one in management, one in marketing, and I'll be, you know, probably looking to do something with that, but right now my focus is on football.
One more guy.
Sarasota, Florida. Yes, Sarasota, Florida.
You mentioned Vince Wilfork. Are you guys close? Did
yeah.
Did he give you some pointers on the process you're going through
now? Actually, I haven't talked to him recently, but I mean, the times that he would come back, he always talked to me and just kind of lets me know and give me a heads up on the business of the NFL.